The way Utah's schools are graded might be changing as a bill heads to the state's House of Representatives for a final vote this week. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Currently, Utah schools receive letter grades based on student standardized test performance, but Senate Bill 220 would adjust how those grades are given. First of all, Utah schools would no longer be graded on a curve, so the performance of one school would not affect the grade of another. It would also place more weight on student growth and use ACT scores to measure high school performance rather than the state's SAGE testing. The bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Ann Milner, says this approach is more zip code neutral, meaning it would reflect actual student performance rather than socioeconomic status.
This just moves us immeasurably forward in terms of our assessment accountability system.
Milner presented the bill, which already passed in the Senate, to the House Education Committee Monday morning. And the representatives had a lot of praise for the new approach. But many expressed unease about the letter grades, calling them arbitrary and demoralizing. Here is Republican Representative Lowry Snow and Democratic Representative Carol Spackman Moss.
I frankly do not understand this fixation with utilizing letter grades because it happens to be schools.
It has a connotation that will not go away, despite what you say about all the indicators.
The House of Representatives even passed a bill earlier this session that would do away with those letter grades altogether. But that bill was stopped by the Senate Education Committee last week, which most likely explains the tone of Republican Representative Daniel McKay as he prefaced his vote.
I wish there was a motion to begrudgingly move a bill forward with a recommendation.
The bill passed the committee 12 votes to 2 and now heads to the House floor. The legislative session ends Thursday at midnight. Lee Hale, KUER News.